Hi, it's Barbara, Nebraska, driving to school. I haven't been to school since mom died, so I am not sure what the state of my room is. My coworker and my aide said they packed up the majority of the room, so I know what my desk will look like, so I have a lot of work to do there. Actually, I'm just going to go in and talk to the principal and find out, when my everything must be done deadline is, because I just got a text message from my two nieces that live in Maryland, my husband's brother's girls. They are driving cross country on their great western adventure with Grandma Toots's brother and his wife, and they are going to be in town on Thursday. So we have to work on the house now. The problem is I keep on bringing things home from mom's house, like pictures and, different items that she gave me. And so we haven't really found the place for them. So we have our son, dear son number two's room. We could hide everything in there. That's what we'll do. Yeah. So anyway, I've got to look forward to that and figure out what time I text her back and asked her what time, if we should make a breakfast, lunch, or dinner type meal. And so we can visit with them. And then, I have to tell you the really exciting news. Yesterday, we found the necklace. That must be my niece texting me back. Anyway, mom wanted three special pieces of jewelry for each daughter. I got the wedding ring. My second sister got the necklace. And then my youngest sister got the 50th wedding anniversary ring. And we knew where mine was and where my younger sister's was, but we didn't know where that special necklace was. And we knew it was somewhere in the house, but, my sister was kind of sad. She's like, everybody else got theirs. And, and we're going through all this, memorable things and all these sentimental things. I mean, mom saved a picture that my second brother did in third grade. It was so cute. Anyway, it's been hard. We go up and down with emotions. So anyway, we're looking through things. Last night we met with a realtor, so we were kind of, getting the house kind of into a presentable mode so he can get a good view of everything. And my youngest sister was going through mom's closet, and she has a really nice walk-in closet. And she was going through some of the drawers, and in one of the drawers, she found the necklace. It was in a real nice case. And my mom had a habit of putting sachets and pretty smelling soaps in, different drawers. So when you opened them up, it smelled nice, like her nightgown drawer and all that. Oh, that was another cute thing. In my mom's nightgown drawer were cards from Dad, like anniversary cards and cute little notes. That's so sweet. So anyway, my youngest sister's going through a drawer and she found it. And so we were all excited, like, yay, she found it. And, I posted, we found it. She's like, no, I found it. But in the drawer was a bar of soap, which I bought for her. I found this order of nuns that made soaps, special handmade soaps, and they called it saintly soaps. So I bought the kind that was Saint Anthony of Padua, because that's my mom's favorite saint. So in that drawer was the Saint Anthony of Padua soap and the necklace. So Saint Anthony came through again. So anyway, lots of grace-filled moments and God things that have happened with mom's illness and death, and I'll have to save that for another boo, because that was some really special things. And we know mom's with Dad. And anyway, off to work. Everybody have a good day.